Justin Vernon wrote the songs on his first album at an isolated cabin during a Wisconsin winter, drawing on inspiration from his romantic breakups. Now Bon Iver is out with a new album this week called Bon Iver. You're hearing the song Holocene.
Somewhere it's part of me, part of me.
Holocene is a bar in Portland, Oregon, but it's also the name of a geologic era, an epoch.
Justin Vernon's song titles draw from the names of places. Some are real, some imagined, and some a little bit of both, like Hinnom, Texas, which might sound like a real town, but it's actually not.
The songs are meant to sort of come together as this idea that places are times and people are places and times are people. I don't know. Once I knew I was not magnificent, our lives feel like these epochs, but really we are dust in the wind, you know. But I think that there's a significance in that insignificance.
As you might be able to tell, you won't find straightforward storytelling on this album. Justin Vernon says he struggled with writing songs like he used to. Rather than write with just his guitar, this time he also worked with the bass, keyboards, and drums. He expanded his band and experimented with his voice. When it came to lyrics, he focused on how words sound rather than on what they mean.
It had a really long birth. It kind of just continued to form itself over the course of 3 years.
The resulting sound was unexpected and at times surprising. Here's the last track of the album, a song called Beth Rest.
When I made it, I was like, I love this song. I really needed to write this song, and I need it to be last on this record. That's the last thing I want you to go away with. It's innocent. And I don't want to be some 80s throwback song. I want it to be like a current, I get lost in this song, and I love everything about it.
Justin Vernon of Bon Iver. The song is Beth Rest from his new album titled Bon Iver. You can hear it at nprmusic.org.
Said you love.